Tirebe ke sovlavrava kosondarondolamoshito. Now, someone in here, you've just washed your hands of something. You said, I've just had enough and I'm not doing it anymore. The Lord said, go back to the sink and I'll fix it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're just going to give up. And he said, no, go back and stand there and I'll show you what to do in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. I just see the Lord's just telling me to tell you, greener pastures. Greener pastures. They're right coming up. Your steps have been ordered. Greener pastures. You're going to have to trust and go. Just trust and go. Trust and take these next steps. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be good. And I see the not your hand, but the hand of the Lord bring you down, and you're looking in the dirt, and he starts rubbing dirt off a treasure that's been buried. And he's about to pull that treasure up for you, and you're going to become very acquainted with everything in that treasure trove. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I have engineered a perfect plan for the summer, says the Lord. Something really miraculously fun for you and me, says the Lord. So tune in your time of prayer, in your time of study, tune in. I've got extra graces for extra places. You're going to put your foot on a place you've always wanted to go. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the family, there's a lot of times that God's word has gotten right up there, but it hadn't made it all the way where you and he knows that it wants to go. But there's a bowling ball coming down the alley. There's a bowling ball coming down the alley, and everything is already lined up, and it's just going to move out of the way. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Your sisters will prophesy. Your sister-in-laws will prophesy. Your brothers will move up to higher levels. Your mother will have angelic visits like never before. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Also, the Lord has the owner of the company, the owner of the company on his heart right now. He has him, and he wants some changes for him. And so you are his intercessor. And so something has tried to decline, but you will speak to it, and it will arise in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David, I see you putting some bait out, like you're going to catch something. I don't know what. But the Lord said, this time they're going to take the bait. This time they're going to take the bait. You put it out before, and they didn't. But this time they're going to take the bait. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Y'all are thinking about animals catching a raccoon or something, right? He's probably thinking about business deal. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I have to walk so far back here to prophesy to y'all too back here, I tell you. And now when we get in a stadium, I'm going to get me a scooter or something. Yeah. So there's just been a lot of just almost like you've had to have two snow shovels just to get it all done. But now comes the ease. Now comes the grace. Now comes what you need for the place. I see, this is real interesting. I just see you both like in these supernatural recliners going, oh. I see you by water, just relaxing. And the Lord says, just do it. I've got this. I've got this. And when you wake up early in the morning, I'll talk to you every day. And when you lay down at night, I'll talk to you every night. And I'll show you the way, and you'll have clarity like never before. This is your greatest year. This is a year when you just had to push and push and push. But the Lord says you didn't know. He was helping push you too. But now the push is over. And now comes the glide. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. There's also something for you to do entrepreneurially coming up on the scene. It's coming up on the scene. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I think the key word, I don't know why I want to say this, is seen. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you just have to, what are y'all doing? Y'all know? Okay. I'm pushing back the spirit of nosiness here so I can just prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, when I walked up to you, I heard Hamakom. Hamakom means the place. It means the place. And so, Lord, thank you for the right places. Thank you that Joy's footsteps, that she goes to the right place every day, that she comes to the right places all the time. Thank you for that place. Thank you. He said, tell her that she now holds a new place in the spirit. That she's promoted in the realm. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for that promotion, Lord. Thank you for the grace to hold that place in the spirit realm. There's much to do. Much to do. But all you have to do is say it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are a mother of two, right? And you have a son who is a father of two and a daughter who's not, doesn't have her two yet. But she will. And he's coming. And I see you looking at her in the place where she gets dressed to be married. And so start faithing that right now, because the young man is a very generous, thoughtful person. Very thoughtful, that is coming into her life. And it's almost like she's going to need a couple of windshield wipers a little bit. And then she's going to see really clearly. But the father of the bride will be very happy with his new son. Very happy. Won't be like an in-law. It'll be like a son. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And she's an adventurer like the two of you. And he will be also. She does. She's leaving for Italy. Ah, that's where love happens.
By herself.
No. She's not going by herself. Jesus is there, and no telling whoever else will be there. This is awesome. I can't wait to hear. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you setting a new table, all new dishes. I see you cooking with all new pots and pans. And I see a brand new kitchen. A brand new kitchen. A brand new kitchen. All fixed up. I mean, shiny. Everything's shiny. Everything's good. And it represents more than just your home, your house. It represents your home. I'm going to say that something brand new is cooking in your home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't wind the clock back. Push it forward. Because you're right on it. You're right on it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's been good. And I'm saying this on purpose. I'm not slanging. It's about to get gooder. It's about to get gooder. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You won't make a mistake in your relationships. You're not just going to fall for somebody and be all messed up. You're going to walk right into the plan of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kind of worked on some, you're thinking of some things. You're planning. Lord said, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's do it. Go ahead. When you lay down at night, start thinking with me. Start planning with me. I've already got your results. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.